Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. The following program is recorded. We're not accepting any phone calls. On the line right now, welcome back, Jessica Church of the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. Hey!
Hello.
All right. Well, it has been a while since I chatted with you. In fact, that was before this global pandemic hit. Now, how did you maintain your sanity during the shutdown?
I spent a lot of time with my dogs. We started gardening. We now have a couple of raised beds and some potted plants in the backyard. Took some extra walks.
Wow, you did like all kinds of like great normal healthy things.
Well, it's important to try and find something to do to keep the, you know, keep things going.
What kind of dogs do you have?
We have two pug mixes.
Oh, wow. For a while, my daughter wanted a pug. She really just loved the look of a pug, so I got her a poster of a pug, and now she doesn't like pugs, you know. So
aww.
She's 14, but, you know, she still likes them as dogs, you know, but she got a lab retriever mix. What the lab retriever is mixed with, we have no clue. She's thinking chupacabra, which could very well be, because it's a weird dog. But I think pugs are pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
What are their names?
Tater and Harley.
Oh, wow. Now, did you name them or did your hubby name them?
We named them when we got them.
Oh, well, that's there you go.
We had intentions of having Tater and Tot someday, but Harley came as a black pug, and he was Harley like a Harley Davidson. So
he was spared being named Tot.
Yeah.
All right, Tater and Harley. Well, what do you feed them?
We feed them normal kibble, lots of treats, extra love.
There you go, extra love. You can't go wrong with extra love for dogs. The Punxsutawney Library, you are the director of the Punxsutawney Memorial Library.
Yes.
Okay, good. And the library has been closed for quite some time. Are you opening anytime soon?
Back on March 13th, we received the notice that we were to shut down until further notice. And then the county recently went into the yellow phase, and then shortly thereafter we went into the green phase. But with all of the regulations coming down from the Department of Education and the Department of Health, the building itself hasn't opened yet to the public. We just got staff back in last week at the end of May. So staff have been working on the book drop. So we had a lot of items come in, and just for those who had the notice that the book drop was closed, the book drop is now back open. So if you still have items, please bring them on back. Other things we've been doing during this time, staff, even though they haven't been in the building, they've been working from home, whether it's been working on the summer programs that we have coming lined up, whether it's online story times, which Miss Nina has been posting on Facebook. Other staff have been working on catalog records and things like that, so it's easier for patrons to find the materials. We've just been working on what is this new era of service going to look like. We still have all of our online databases available on our website, including Libby for ebooks and audiobooks. We have Heritage Quest if you're interested in genealogy research. We have Gale courses if you're interested in taking an accounting course, a business course, an art graphic design course. You can take just about anything, languages. So we have all sorts of resources available on our website at www.punxsutawneylibrary.org.
I had no idea you had all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, if I had a library book due, say, like March 17th, you couldn't return the thing for quite some time. Do you have amnesty for anybody?
Oh, absolutely. So any due dates that were checked out, any items that were checked out in March, April, and May of this year, they have been extended to the end of June. So those aren't due back until June 30th, so you can bring them on back when you're passing through town. And then anything that was checked out before March 2020, if you bring it back, we will waive the fines, no questions asked.
Oh, wow. What if somebody has something they had out since 1999?
Bring it on back. We'll waive the fines. It's all
wow.
Good.
I wasn't expecting to hear that answer. That's amazing.
We understand that this time has really been trying on everybody, so the important thing is just, again, to get things back into normal, and if this is a way we can help, we're happy to do it.
And you got to love and support local public libraries. You actually are a wonderful resource of everything. And, in fact, you even have the free Wi-Fi, so, like, you don't have to go into your building, right? You can just kind of hover around, hang out, and log in using your Wi-Fi.
It is available outside the building, and there isn't a password on it.
Okay, so anybody can just go and log into that.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, now you're also the home of Punxsutawney Phil. He lives there.
He is our neighbor, yep.
Okay, now he's not actually in the library itself.
Oh, he is. Okay. He is. He's got his own home, Phil and Phyllis. But
ah,
the viewing windows are the outside and from the inside. So right now when we meet with people in the parking lot, if they have questions, hey, where is Phil, we can direct them to his outside window.
See, now, you know, like if you go to New York City and, you know, you don't see the Statue of Liberty or you don't go see the Empire State Building and stuff like that. I used to live in Arizona, worked in Phoenix, and I never went to the Grand Canyon. I'm in Punxsutawney working now, and I met Phil a bunch of different times at all kinds of different events. However, I haven't seen Phil and Phyllis in the library. I'll have to do that. And you
add
can
that
see
to the bucket list.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can just look through the window and see Phil and Phyllis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember one of the Inner Circle members telling me that Phil actually likes bananas. He just can't peel them. Is that true?
I believe so.
Okay.
We've seen them feed him all sorts of food. antelope, Nature Valley bars, Ritz crackers, leafy greens.
I like the same things Phil likes. Yeah.
Whenever the Groundhog Day comes around and the Punxsutawney Area Community Foundation does their grub tour, the library usually likes to host the What Does Phil Eat booth, because then people from all over usually ask, hey, what does he eat?
And Heath bars!
We get to give them a sample of the Nature Valley bars and the Ritz crackers and the water.
Well, he's very well taken care of. There's AC in the summertime. There's heat in the wintertime. He has, like, Medicare, Medicaid or something. He's got really good, you know, he's got everything covered.
Yeah.
Now, you can't reach in and, like, touch him or anything.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
No, okay. No.
You just look at Phil.
He is well secured in his facility.
That's really cool. So then the library, as far as an open date goes, you don't know.
So at this time, because we're still working through the regulations that have been coming through, at this time, we do not have a date at which the library can be open just yet. We did just start our sidewalk pickup service. So,
how does that work if I want to pick something up at the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm. So for patrons who are interested in borrowing books and movies, they can reserve materials in one of three ways. They can visit our website. Again, that's www.punxsutawneylibrary.org. And they can either submit them directly through their online library account. The login for that is just your library barcode number and your PIN, which is usually the first four letters of your last name, and the first letter is capitalized. You can also submit your reserves and any questions you have through a Google form, and that is also available on our website, or you can just give us a call at 814-938-5020. At this time, we are working on getting staff back in the building and on a little bit more of a regular schedule. So reference hours, which we can take calls. We can't take services in the building, but we can take calls Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays between 9 and 3, Wednesday between 12 and 6, and Friday between 9 and 2.
Okay. When all of this just started, what was your first reaction to, like, what's going on here?
What's next?
Ooh.
It was what's going to happen? What's going on?
I know, it's like we just kind of like entered another dimension, you know?
But it's good to see things, you know, it's good to see things come alive again.
Oh, absolutely, you know, and hopefully what we really want, we want the low numbers and we want, you know, a lot of people recovering and fewer people, contracting the COVID virus and, you know, obviously we don't want anybody dying, you know?
Absolutely, and I just wanted to take a note that we very much appreciate everyone's patience through all of this. We know that this hasn't been easy on anyone, and we appreciate everyone's patience and continued support as we work through our reopening phases. We started with the sidewalk pickup service, and as the days and weeks go on, we'll be able to add more services because we know people need their copies and we need their faxes and they need their computers and things like that, so we hope to offer those very soon.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And, of course, whenever everything reopens and you have people inside the building, you're going to probably have a limit as far as to how many you can have. And, you know, it's recommended that you do wear a mask because masks, that's a consideration of other people if you have it.
Mm-hmm. So our facility is decent sized, so we should be all right capacity-wise, even if it's at 50 or 75%. But as long as the regulations are still in place, we'll still be abiding by social distancing, extra cleaning, things like that. Something that we're currently doing, as are other libraries in the area, when an item is returned, the item is quarantined for at least 3 days, and then we wipe it off before it either goes back on the shelf or off to the next person.
What an excellent idea. I was wondering about that, and I didn't write that question down, and I completely forgot. And you just plucked it out of where it should have been and right out in the open there. Because that is what I was wondering. Like, wow, what do you do with all the books? Because it can't, I mean, a virus, they don't really say it's a living thing. It's not really technically a dead thing. It's a virus. And they thrive whenever it's darker and colder and that kind of stuff, you know. But they do have like a time period where if they don't get to a host to replicate, it's just like, bleh, I can't replicate anymore.
In this case, you know, this is new to everyone, and this is new in how things are being dealt with, how things are being considered, and so we're just being on the safe side. We're just being cautious to make sure we can do what we can.
How long were you in a quarantine where you were just not even part of work and, you know, that kind of stuff?
We were closed March 13th, so it's been about 3 months.
Wow. You know what? It seems like years.
It does. It has been a while. But everybody worked hard from home. So we were happy to still be able to provide services and work on the back end to catch up on projects that we hadn't had time before. But staff are very excited to be back in the building. They're excited to talk to patrons, as patrons are just as excited to hear from us saying, hey, your books are ready.
Ah. Did you like working from home?
I did. It had its perks, including being with my dogs.
There you go. You know, and I bet your dogs are probably like, where'd she go? Where's she at? You know,
yeah, it was a long conversation. But
Tater and
all
Harley.
Right.
Yeah, Tater and Harley are saying, you know, it's like, hey, what's going on? But, you know, they'll adjust. They'll get used to it and that kind of stuff. So, wow. But the library right now, as of the air date of this, the library is closed. And as soon as you find any kind of information about, like, you know, hey, I got a date when the library is going to be open and we're going to have people coming back in, I'm sure, please, by all means, email, call me, something, let me know, and then we'll get that out to everybody else.
Will do. So our building is closed, but we are still providing virtual services and now our sidewalk services, and hopefully more coming soon.
So the library, to go in it is not possible, but you still are offering a lot of services to the general public.
Yep. And if they have any questions, they can give us a call, 814-938-5020. They can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our website at www.punxsutawneylibrary.org.
Well, that is fantastic. Okay. And did you do any Zoom meetings whenever you were working from home?
Oh, we had Zoom meetings with the Chamber. We had Zoom meetings with the Friends of the Library. We had Zoom meetings with the Punxsutawney Area Community Foundation. So, yeah.
Did anybody Zoom bomb you?
No.
So your Zoom meetings went perfectly fine then?
There were the standard technical glitches, but it's one of those interesting things to see everybody help out each other. You know, if they'll say, oh, hey, how can I see everybody? And somebody else jumps on and says, oh, you got to find this button in this corner. So it was really good just to see everybody being so cooperative and having fun with it.
That's great. I've talked to a bunch of different people, and it's weird how it keeps coming back. It's the same question. It's like, is 2020 over yet? You know,
and it's not even halfway there. July 1st, you can start playing that song.
Oh, what's that?
July 1st, you can start playing that song.
Okay. July 1st, we can start doing that. Okay, well, that'd be great. Well, Jessica Church, you're the director of the Punxsutawney Area Library. Thanks again for taking the time out and chatting with us for Community Spotlight, and please come back.
We'll do. When we have an update about when we can reopen the building and or other services we'll be offering, we'll let you know.
All right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you for your time.